Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Ever heard of a financial transactions tax? Well, some European countries are planning to institute a new one, and that is making some of the powerful anxious. I say, good. Here are some details. 11 European countries want to institute a 0.01% tax on derivatives and a 0.1% tax on bonds and shares. What will this apply to? The selling and buying of them within the financial transactions tax zone. It is not a blanket tax. There are exemptions to it. So what countries are within the zone? Spain, Portugal, Slovenia, Greece, Estonia, Austria, Belgium, Slovakia, Italy, France, and Germany. Who is not in the zone? Many European countries, but most importantly, the United Kingdom. So why the tax? One is that it raises money. But perhaps more importantly, as the Taxation Commissioner of the European Union states, quote, it should help to deter the irresponsible financial trading that contributed to the crisis we are in today. It will favor steady financial activity over high-risk speculation and steer the financial sector towards the real economy, end quote. Let's say it directly. The pace of financial transactions needs to be slowed down. Now, proponents of faster and faster trading of financial products might claim that government should not slow down the operation of financial markets. Let trading run unfettered, and in the end, societies will be better. But what is the real value of financial trading operating at increasing hyperspeed? According to Thomas Peterfee, quote, we are competing at milliseconds, and whether you can shave 3 milliseconds of an order has absolutely no social value, end quote. So who is this Thomas Peterfee, some left-wing intellectual, hopelessly out of touch with the real world of big-time capital? I don't think so. He was a pioneer in electronic securities trading, an entrepreneur worth over $4.5 billion, and a political conservative. Now, financial capitalism needs more reform. Now, this new financial transactions tax may have unintended negative consequences, but what reform doesn't? Now, is this new tax populism? Sure it is. Sometimes you need a little raw populism to kick some elites in the pants, so their behavior changes. Thanks for listening. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.